It's award season in the film world, and whilst most of the attention is always on contenders for Best Actor or Best Film, there are many other awards to be won for sound, special effects, and of course music. The big stars in these fields are often rather overlooked, like the French composer Alexandre Plat, who's been nominated by the Oscars Academy 6 times in the past 8 years. Now, you may not have heard of him. I bet you have heard of some of the films he's written music for, though. The Queen, The King's Speech, Argo. This year, he's nominated for creating the Philomena, the real-life story of an Irish woman's mission to track down her child, stolen and adopted overseas. So is this his year?
I became a film composer, and I heard music in films that were driving, emphasizing the emotions. And not only that, but these pieces of music, not only they would serve the film, but when I would go home and I could listen to it as a piece of music, as a pure piece of music, and there's something there that's really special. Good music works with good pictures.
Well, I was wondering about that. I mean, do you ever say to a director, look, I understand exactly the emotion you're trying to evoke with this sequence of pictures, and I'm telling you the best thing to use for that is Mozart or Beethoven or something like that, rather than something I've written?
When I saw The King's Speech by Tom Hooper, Beethoven, second movement of the 7th Symphony, it was just perfect. It was just perfect, and there was nothing I could do to replace that piece. So I said to Tom, this piece you will keep because it's just gorgeous and it makes the movie better. So I'm not going to compete with Ludwig van, you know.
And how often do you watch pictures and in desperation sit there on your own thinking, after this? I mean, do you ever get writer's block?
No, the brain and the writing brain, I guess, the section where the writing comes from. If you're excited every day, it's like it's a muscle that you just, you know, keep. And if you feed it regularly with readings and music you listen to, that just feed your artistic sensitivity.